Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. There's a lot of other NPR podcasts worth checking out, and one of them is called Snap Judgment with Glenn Washington. We all have instincts, right? And even when we try to ignore them, they drive us back to a place where everything got started. That's a snap story. Stories that captivate and invite you to listen close. You can find them at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I recognize that song, I'm sure a lot of people do, but with a slightly different accent.
Slightly different.
We are going to explore Norteño punk today. And this is a perfect example of what we had in mind. And the reason why we're going to do it is because we're in Austin, Texas. We're at radio station KUTX, and we're able to invite the leader of Piñata Protest, Álvaro del Norte. Thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
We've been fans of the band precisely because of the punk norteño thing. So let's hear the rest of this song, your take on the classic Volver, Volver.
Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero se llegó el momento. Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero me llegó el momento de perder. Tú tenías mucha razón, el casual corazón, y me muero por volver. Y volver, volver.
So we have two things going on here, which is norteña and punk. So first of all, explain to the non-Mexican, Mexican-American audience, what exactly is norteño music?
To me, norteño music is basically polka music. Well, it's a regional music style that played mostly in northern Mexico and around Texas. And it's heavily rooted in polka. You know, and waltzes.
Felix, you did a story about it recently,
we,
right?
I recently did a short piece on norteño music and the influence of the Germans and the Czechs and even the Austrians. It's part of the Texas history. Yeah. It's part of what happens here before there was a border.
But this is basically something you grew up listening to, right?
Oh, yeah. And at first, you know, I didn't like it. You grow up and you start... wanting to figure out who you are, and part of that I think is going back to your roots, and to me that was a bunch of norteño and a bunch of cumbia and everything, a bunch of just Spanish music really.
So as we're trying to trace back like your how you developed this band and a musician, couldn't you tell us like one song that your mom or your dad would listen to all the time when you were little? They would be like, oh, not this again.
La Jaula de Oro, The Golden Cage. This song was recorded by Los Tigres del Norte back in the mid-80s. And the song has to do with being an undocumented immigrant here in the United States and being monetarily successful and finally making it, you know, reaching the American dream almost, but yet still feeling trapped. And I think it was my dad who played it over and over because I think it was like his song. My dad, he played that song, and there's a break during that song where the dad in Spanish asks his son, he's like, "Son, do you want to go back to Mexico?" And his son replies in English. He says, "What are you talking about, Dad? I don't want to go back to Mexico. No way, Dad." That song was almost, it's weird. It was written almost like for us, but I'm sure so many other people could relate to that song too.
This is La Jaula de Oro from Los Tigres del Norte.
Aquí estoy establecido en los Estados Unidos. 10 años pasaron ya en que crucé de mojado y papeles no he arreglado. Sigo siendo un ilegal. Tengo mi esposa y mis hijos que me los traje muy chicos y se han olvidado ya. Nunca me olvido y no puedo regresar. ¿De qué me sirve el dinero si estoy como prisionero dentro de esta gran nación? Cuando me acuerdo hasta lloro, que aunque la jaula sea de oro, no deja de ser prisión.
Escúchame, hijo. ¿Te gustaría que regresáramos a vivir a México?
What you talking about, Dad? I don't want to go back to Mexico. No way, Dad.
Mis hijos no hablan conmigo. Otro idioma han aprendido y olvidado el español. Piensan como americanos. Niegan que son mexicanos, aunque tengan mi color. A mi casa, yo no sé lo que me pasa, que aunque soy hombre de hogar, casi no salgo a la calle, pues tengo miedo que me hallen y me puedan deportar. ¿De qué me sirve el dinero si estoy como prisionero dentro de esta gran nación? Cuando me acuerdo hasta lloro, que aunque la jaula sea de oro, no deja de ser prisión.
When you hear that song, you can hear the basics of Norteño, but also referencing back to your version that we started the show with, you know, the instrumentation is the same. Bajo sexto, almost the same. Bajo sexto, bass, accordion, drums.
Well, we use electric guitar in ours, yeah. You know,
yeah,
to give it that rock and roll, that rock, punk rock, yeah.
So let me ask you, like, when did you get into punk music?
I mean, it all started in middle school, but in high school was when I really got into it. Honestly, I listen to much less punk rock now, but and it's gone the other way. Now I listen to a lot more norteño and just otherworldly music, you know, everything almost but punk rock. Don't tell anybody.
So what's like, what is like a punk rock song that just really got you into the genre?
The Blitzkrieg Bop, I mean, I know it's all cliche from the Ramones. I mean, it was just so catchy and so simple, but yep, so powerful. But even before that, there was Nirvana, and there's this song Aneurysm from Nirvana that I discovered. I grew up in a very conservative Catholic family where rock music was considered to be satanic almost. You know, you didn't listen to that. You know, it was bad. And this one time in middle school, we were at my uncle's house. And, you know, my uncle was in his mid-20s. So, you know, he was cool. And he had a bunch of CDs. And one of them was Nirvana's Insecticide. And I put it in and I went through it and I was freaked out, honestly. I was like, wow. But this one track, Aneurysm, was the one that I kept playing over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Listening to Alt Latino. There's a lot of other NPR podcasts worth checking out, and one of them is called Snap Judgment with Glenn Washington. Stories that captivate and invite you to listen close. You can find them at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app.
I got to say that one thing that strikes me about when making this comparison or just combining these two genres in your band and in your music It's like, I've always felt like there was an element of rock and roll, an element of raw emotion in conjunto, in norteño music. And it came from when I was in high school and I played a little bit with my uncle's band. It was my first exposure to an expression of a people, right?
Yes,
As opposed to, like, rock and roll was rock and roll, right? And it's a genre. But this was an actual expression of my uncle and his friends in the band. And, you know, and I'll be honest, I rejected punk when it first came out in the 70s because I didn't understand what they were angry about, right? I didn't get it, right? Over the time, I get a little bit more understanding of it as you get older. But the way you guys put it together and some of the early Chicano punk bands coming out of LA, you know, there is, again, it's a cultural expression. It's a combination of these two cultures, but they're not different. They're not disparate. They're completely the same because that's your experience.
Right. Absolutely. I think that's actually a good, great segue into the next band and the next song. This is Nada Cambia by Los Crudos. Man, I think they're really like the ultimate punk rock band. Here you have a band made up of mostly of all Latinos who sing in Spanish and whose singer is gay, you know, and they're singing about the same things that all the other punk rock bands are talking about, like, you know, about the capitalism system, the government, everything like that. But at the same time, they're talking about other stuff that specifically as immigrants or specifically as Latinos, like, they're dealing with, you know.
Yeah. Cultural alienation.
Yeah.
Let's hear Los Crudos. What's the name of the song?
Nada Cambia.
short and to the point, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's the punk ethic.
So when did you kind of realize that you could do something combining norteñas, rancheras, and punk music?
It was a whole process. I've been playing in bands since high school. In all of them, I think we always experimented because we all came up from a Spanish background. But there was specifically this one point where I used to play in a Tejano band. I was playing bass in a Tejano band. And then one time I remember we were just messing around and we're like, hey, let's play this song. I think it was Cruz de Madera or something. I don't know what it was. But let's play it super fast, you know? And the drummer just sped it up. And then later on, I experimented some more with just personally just at home. Adding accordion sounds on my keyboard to some like rancid songs, you know, so I would put in accordion over it and record it and then play it back and be like, okay, this sounds like it could work. You know, at that time, the biggest challenge was trying to find the accordion player, you know, and I put out ads in the local paper.
Like,
online.
What did they say? Like, looking for a punk accordion player?
Yeah, exactly. I made these flyers. It was Photoshop. It wasn't Photoshop, but it was a cheap paint program. Edited a picture of Ramon Ayala back in the 70s, but I took off his hair and I gave him a mohawk.
And so do you still have that?
Yeah.
We should put that on the show.
And it said, "Oi, pendejo, looking for."
And so, like, wow, what a surprise. Not a lot of people responded.
Nobody responded, really. Nobody did. So at that point, I decided, look, you're going to have to learn accordion. You're not going to find an accordion player that's, like, younger and, like, is open-minded enough to do this, you know, this style of music.
You told yourself that.
Yeah, I told myself that out loud.
And, did you answer yourself?
And so I switched from bass to accordion, you know. Luckily, at the time, I happened to be going to Palo Alto College in San Antonio. And they actually had the only college-level accordion class in all the nation.
Wow.
And my teacher was Juan Tejera. He's a professor.
Yeah, we know about him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He got me started about an accordion and took a semester with him doing classes, and they got me started. And the rest, vamos. You know?
Has he heard the band?
Yeah.
What does he think about the band?
I don't know. Honestly, I think more than anybody, I get nervous about playing in front of him because he was my first, you know, accordion teacher, and I don't want to disappoint him and be like, sorry, like, you know.
So what's, like, if we want to play a song right now, what's, like, a song with Piñata Protest that you feel is the moment that you got it? Like, you got the whole, like, doing that fusion, the first song that you were like, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do.
Campesino. That song was probably the first song I ever wrote with a band, actually, like an accordion. And it's extremely simple, but that's the first one that was a true meld of the two genres. And it was also at the same time a very personal story. My family, when we moved to the United States, we spent some time picking crops. You know, at the time when I was doing it with my family, it was fun because I was like, all right, I was a little kid. I was like, yeah, I'm going to make some money. I'm going to pick all these crops and then I'm going to have like all these, you know, barrels full of, you know, these fruit and I'm going to get paid. And we did that for a few days. And honestly, I was so like tired and exhausted after like just one day, after actually a few hours. And I got sick of it, but I was looking around and I noticed, I mean, there was, you know, these adults with families, they had no choice but to do that, you know, and that really moved me from a very early age and, you know, I think influenced much of what I came to do later with the band.
Let's hear that track. This is you guys playing Campesino, Piñata Protest.
Piñata Protest. no pueden imaginar. Una tía del campo se va a batallar. Y el hombre campesino, el sudor y la sangre, olvidado del destino, para que los otros coman bien. Ahí lo pierde el campo con más energía. Va a aventar hacia la espalda en la tierra de la shell. Le trabaja todo el día como sabor de tu día, para que todo tenga bien. Bueno, se puede comer. Eres hombre campesino, el sudor y la sangre, olvidado, sin destino, pa' que el otro coma bien.
Chale, chale, chale.
For the people who don't speak Spanish and can't understand punk singing, why don't you tell us a little bit about the lyrics?
Oh, man. I applaud anybody who's able to understand anything I'm singing. They came to this country to get a better life. They came to this country to get their children a better education. Essentially, the whole message of it is we never really think about where our food comes from. We never consider like those fruits and vegetables and even our meat products. I mean, they didn't just appear in nice packages or in the store out of nowhere. I mean, people had to actually pick them and, you know, or do what they do with them to get us to be able to
like a total disconnection with the means of production.
Absolutely.
And it's all put together in a very, very tight, energetic punk song.
To me, the connection between cumbia, norteño, punk rock, it's all folk music. And to me, that's just music about just your daily life, you know, your work, your love, about drinking, you know, just about normal daily life, everything that's going on.
Álvaro del Norte, thank you so much for joining us today, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been a lot of fun.
Well, it was awesome.
Yeah, we are big fans of the band. We wish you guys a lot of success. I know we were talking a little bit earlier ahead of time. You've got some touring coming up. We're going to be looking for a new record from you. You got to send it to us first so we can check it out and play it on the show. Again, thank you for coming.
And tell listeners, where can they find your stuff, the band's music?
Well, we're all over online, but we do have a website, piñataprotestband.com.
What song are we going to end with?
Let's end with Texas Tornadoes, Ahí Te Dejo en San Antonio.
A classic group of Texas musicians, including the accordion master Flaco Jimenez.
Yes.
And you can hear this song and all the other songs we've played on our show in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And we are, again, at KUTX here in Austin, Texas. We want to thank them for their hospitality and hosting us today. Also, the great David Alvarez pushing the buttons, making it all sound great. And we want to remind you, people listening in Austin, that you could hear Alt Latino on their HD stream at HD3. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Thank you so much for tuning in, Alvaro. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you again. Glad to be here.
A correr, te gusta mucho el baile y bailas al compás, te vas hasta Laredo y quieres más y más.
cinturón pa' bailar. Te gusta mucho el baile y bailas al compás. Te vas hasta Laredo y quieres más y más.